Glory to God. Amen. I want us to turn to 2 Chronicles chapter 26. 2 Chronicles chapter 26. And I want to begin, I'm changing it up for the people that are putting the verses up there. You're going to have to forgive me, but I didn't give it to you in this order. I'm going to give it to you, but I'm just going along here. Verse 3, it says this: Uzziah was 16 years old when he became king, and he reigned 52 years in Jerusalem. His mother's name was Jecoliah of Jerusalem, and he did what was right in the sight of the Lord, according to all that his father Amaziah had done. Now I want to get to verse 5. It says he sought the Lord in the days of Zechariah, who had understanding in the visions of God. And as long as he sought the Lord, God made him to prosper. As long as he sought the Lord, God made him to prosper. And so it says here, the emphasis is on he sought the Lord. He was seeking the Lord. The word sought right there in the Hebrew means to tread. It means to follow. It means to pursue or search. And it specifically means to worship God. And so it's not the fact that we're after God for certain things, but really in our seeking God, we really need to get a little deeper than just seeking him for things. We ought to seek him with the idea that we're worshiping him. Worshiping him. If he doesn't give me anything more than what he's already given me, I ought to worship him. I said I ought to worship him. Isn't that right? And so it gives us this idea then that Uzziah sought the Lord and did what was right in his sight. And as long, and it says he says there in verse 5, or in, yes, in verse 5, he sought God in the days of Zechariah. Now, if you know about Uzziah, you know this, that he didn't finish real well. And I want to get to that. I'm going to emphasize that just a little bit right here. We know this, that as he sought the Lord in the days of Zechariah, we know this then, that as you read it, you'll find out that he had farmland, and he had lots of prosperity in that respect, and he had great military troops and armaments that were invented in his day, and he built cities, and he prospered greatly. He was greatly successful in what he was doing. And I want you to realize, as long as he sought the Lord, these things happened. The idea there, it says there, it's interesting to me, it says in the days of Zechariah. It indicates that maybe Zechariah wasn't around all the days of Uzziah's life, because of the latter part, he did not have the advice of Zechariah to depend upon. Let me tell you something. That ought to tell you right now is you better find your way to church on a regular basis. You better find yourself into a place where you hear the good word of God. You get some good advice, some encouragement to seek the Lord. Amen. Seek God. Amen. 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 I'm glad you could make it tonight. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And so, actually, the word prosper is a word that's interesting. In the Hebrew, it means to advance. It means to make progress, to success, or to be profitable. So I want to tell you this tonight. Listen to me. I feel like the Lord's just laid this on my heart, because my wife can tell you I've got lots and lots and lots of things that I could preach on. Notebook after notebook after notebook full, plus whatever I've got on my devices. And I can tell you this, it came down to this, that God wants me to tell you tonight that if you'll seek the Lord, you're going to make some progress. You're going to make some advance. I don't know who needs to hear that, but you ought to start seeking the Lord and begin to press in and begin to worship God and just begin to not just seek Him in regard to the things that you'll get, but you ought to start getting caught up in Him. If Jesus is all you'd ever get, that'd be enough, wouldn't it? I said, that'd be enough, wouldn't it? I said, that would be enough. It'd be more than enough. Hallelujah, because I get to spend eternity in glory. I get to spend my everlasting, from everlasting on. I mean, forever and ever and ever. I get to enjoy heaven. I get to enjoy everything that God has. I'm telling you, I'm headed that direction. How many of you headed that direction? Glory to God. And if I didn't get anything else that I've already gotten until I get to heaven, it'd be enough to worship God, wouldn't it? Somebody ought to start saying, I'm worshiping God because He saved my soul. Somebody ought to say, I'm worshiping God because He healed my body. Some of you ought to say, I'm worshiping God because He met every need. All lack and poverty is gone. Some of you are set free by the power of God. Some of you have been bound and in captivity. But I want to tell you something. You ought to worship God because Jesus set you free. Come on now. Jesus set you free. I said Jesus set you free. Woo, glory to God. But you see, here's what happened with Uzziah. He sought the Lord in the days of Zechariah. And then he got caught up in the things that came as a result of seeking God. And he got caught up in the possessions. He got caught up in the prosperity. He got caught up in the power that he had as a result of all the success that he had. And it lifted him up into pride. And he entered over into the priests, over by the priests in the temple. And he said, I'm going to burn incense before the Lord. They told him, don't do it. Don't do it. He said, I'm going to do it. And he was caught up in pride. And he did. And this leprosy came upon him. And he died a leper. He died. He had to fade off the scene. And his son had to be his representative in the palace. And he couldn't be around anybody. Let me tell you something. When you stop seeking the Lord, that's a good time that I've seen many people fade off of the scene. Many a time I've seen people get what they needed from the Lord. And then after they got it, they faded off the scene because they got caught up in the things. They got caught up in the power. They got caught up in the position they got. They got caught up in what God did for them. Let me tell you something. You got to learn to seek God, not just for the things you get, but you got to start seeking God for Jesus, for who He is. He is wonderful. He is mighty. He's majestic. He is absolutely beyond human description, but He's wonderful. And I'm going to worship Him tonight. Glory to God. I'm going to worship Him. I'm going to seek His face. And if He doesn't give me anything, I'm going to come back and worship Him some more. My relationship with God doesn't depend upon things. Come on now. My relationship depends upon the fact that He loves me and I love Him. Matthew chapter 6, verse 31. 31. Start with verse 31. Matthew chapter 6, verse 31. Glory to God. Come on now. Look at your neighbor and say, God's got something good for you tonight. Glory to God. Tell somebody else, I'm receiving tonight. Glory to God. Matthew chapter 6, verse 31. Therefore, do not worry, saying, what shall we eat? Or what shall we drink? And then in verse 32, it goes, or what shall we wear? Verse 32, for after all these things the Gentiles seek. That is a Greek word that means to search, to inquire. It means to demand or crave. You know this, that the world craves after certain things. They go crazy over the next new thing that's coming out. They go crazy over certain foods. And, you know, there's things that they have, the things that appear, and everybody's got to have it. You know what I'm saying? Yes. They got to have this, got to have that. And so we get caught up in things. And I don't know about you. There's nothing wrong with most any of it. But here's what God said. He said this. He said, "But for your heavenly Father knows that you need all these things." Now the message here in that verse is this. Now listen to me. He said, all the Gentiles seek after this. All the world seeks, craves, demands these things. But he said, "For your Father knows that you have need of all these things." There's no need to act like that. I said, there's no need to act like that to get those things. I said, there's no need to act like that to get those things. You don't have to spend your life chasing things in order to have some things. I found a better way. I said, I found a better way. I found out a way to get more than things. I found out a way to get something that's more valuable than the things that I wear, that I eat, or that I drink. No. What is it? It says here in verse 33. But seek first. Everybody say, seek first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things shall be added unto you. Seek first the kingdom of God and his righteousness. In verse 33 right there, seek first the kingdom of God and his righteousness. That's one part. And then it says, and all these things shall be added unto you. That's the second part. That's real deep. So I'll let you get that all inside of your mind first. But I want to tell you this, that first part is our part. The second part is God's part. If we do our part, God will do his part. Seek first the kingdom of God and his righteousness. You got to make up your mind that God is enough for you. I'm telling you.
Amen.
Seeking God. Again, this in verse 33, the word seeking is a different word than it was used when it was talking about the Gentiles. It is a word that means specifically to worship God. Or, in a bad sense, it means to plot. You know, like you plot to get game or something. You're hunting and you plot how you're gonna go here, and you're gonna be here at the right time because you know you've been watching and so forth, and so you plot how you're gonna get that whatever you're after, hunting. But that's really in the bad sense, and that's the flip side of what we want to use. We want to do it this way. We want to worship God. We want to begin to worship God. We want to begin to express devotion to God. We want to express love to him. We want to just let him know that we love him. Jesus. Everybody say Jesus. Say it again. Jesus. Say it again. Jesus. Something about saying that name that makes me want to worship him. Worship him. And it's in worshiping God that I'm seeking him. See, if I seek him for things, that might be one thing that I need. But too many people seek God until they get what they need, and then they don't seek him again until they need the next thing. You don't get quiet on me right now, but somebody ought to be worshiping God right now. That's what they ought to be doing. We ought to be worshiping God. Isn't that right? I ought to be worshiping God. People, I know this, that people seek God for many reasons. They seek Him for fame. They seek Him for the things that they can get. They seek Him to get healing. They seek Him to get good things. But friend, I'm here to tell you that I believe we ought to get a little deeper than that. I believe there's a greater flow when we get deeper in just seeking God and seeking Him. Oh, hallelujah. Hallelujah. There is a greater flow that can be had, but we'll have to set our sights a little higher. A little higher and a little more on Him who sends the flow. And that would be God Himself. Jesus needs to be exalted. Jesus needs to be sought after. Jesus is the one that we ought to be in love with more than the things we need. I ought to love Him more than the rent money. I ought to love Him more than the money that I need to pay the bills. I ought to love Him more than the healing I need in my body. Come on now. And people do seek God. They seek Him for many reasons. I believe this, that as you seek God and start doing it the way that it indicates here, that we ought to seek God with the idea that we're worshiping Him. It raises our sights. It helps us to move forward upward into the things that He really has for us. And I want to tell you this. I found this out when I start worshiping God and I start seeking Him and worshiping God. There's some things that I forsake. There's some things I choose to leave aside, lay aside and let them go because I am choosing to worship God. I'm choosing to seek God. And so it's the same way it would be when someone's in love with someone, they would forsake others so that they could pursue the person that they're in love with. Absolutely the truth. You ought to be so in love with Jesus that you let the things of earth grow strangely dim. Amen. Amen. There is something about seeking God. Now listen to this. There is something about seeking God and worshiping God that will cause something to change on the inside of you. Motives will become more pure. Attitudes will change. How many of you have ever been seeking God and God put the spotlight on something within you and said, that's got to change? And you had a choice right then. You either had to let go of that and just follow God, or you could hold on to say, no, I don't think I'll do that. No, my friend, let's let it go. Isn't that right? Every person that's ever done anything great for God has allowed God to put His spotlight on his soul and cause his motives to be examined and cause his attitudes to be undergo examination so they can be changed, so that he goes through this purifying process where the ambitions of men go out and the purposes of God come in. It is when we move into the throne room of God and we look at God, that God looks upon us and He can help us in the greatest way. In the greatest way. I can tell you that in 1970, 1986, through a series of unfortunate events. The movie's not about me. The book's not about me. But, you know, but there was a series of unfortunate events, and I ended up in a trailer in the swamps of Florida. We were living in a trailer. Didn't have any furniture, except there was a bed in the trailer when we got there. So there's a bed there. And we used a cardboard box to eat off of because we didn't have a table. And I remember sitting there in the dark of the night seeking God. seeking God, crying out to God, and letting God put his spotlight on me and letting him touch whatever he wanted in that regard. But I want to tell you something, friend. It took effort on my part to hold still and let him do that, because it was like surgery. It was like going through surgery. Taking out, I had many dreams. Last session I talked to you about the dreams I had as a kid growing up. I had many dreams. And I can tell you right now, listen to me. God, in that period of time, took out my dreams and he put his plans in. Amen. Let me tell you something. You're going to have to learn to let go of some things. I said, you're going to have to learn not to love the things that you have. You can have it or not have it. It's okay to have it if it's not a bad thing, but it's okay not to have it too. Doesn't matter. It's just whatever the Lord wants. And you got to seek God until you, if you want to be used of God, if you want to enter into the life that God has for you, there comes a point in time when you're going to have to turn your back on some things and you're going to have to press in until all you see is God. That's it. Right there. And that will be enough. That will be enough for me. Whatever God has for me is enough for me. I can tell you that. Turning point in my life, I had to adopt the attitude that if I lost all else, God is still more than enough. God is still more than enough. But you see, here's the thing. When you get to that place, and I gave up everything. I wanted to be a businessman. I grew up poor. I decided to be a millionaire when I was a kid. I said, I will not spend the rest of my life wearing patches on my pants.
That's right. Amen.
That's what I decided. And I want to tell you, that was strong in me. And when December 1978 came around and Jesus appeared to me in a vision and said, I've called you to preach the gospel, I was initially excited until I understood that I'm to preach the gospel and go be a preacher instead of being a businessman. And that's when I asked God, please, let me be a businessman. Let me be a businessman. If you leave me alone, I'll write you the biggest checks you ever saw. But I found out it's hard to impress somebody that walks on streets of gold. Now, God didn't get mad at me. The truth is that God didn't give up on me. God, you know what the deal was? That sometimes in talking to God about these things, there comes a realization in a moment of time when you realize that's got to go. That's got to go. I got to let it go. And I let it go. I said, I let it go. And I want to tell you something. I've focused the most, almost everything that I've done ever since then. I've never let anything I've done interfere with following God and doing what God said. There was a moment in time when in the middle of those unfortunate events, that I looked at my wife and I said, I had three offers, secular job offers, and I said, things are so bad, I'm gonna go and look at this and I'm gonna decide which one of these is gonna take, because all of them offered me more money than I've ever dreamed of making. And I thank God for a good wife. She looked at me and she said, you can't do that, you're called. If I remember correctly, I stayed outside most of the day on that one. I wasn't so upset at her as I was just trying to come to grips with the realization that following God is better than anything the world could offer. And I'm glad I did, because within 6 months, none of those offers existed. The jobs didn't fulfill the positions. None of the jobs existed.
None of it. It was a smoke screen of the devil. If I'd have gone chasing after things, I'm going to tell you something. Those things can come and go. How many found that out? And then the last part of that verse, Matthew 6:33, and all these things shall be added unto you. All these things shall be added unto you. That's God's part. Isn't that right? And I want to tell you something. Listen to me. I found this out, that if I do my job, I seek the Lord, I worship Him, and He shows me. And I'm going to tell you something. My devotion is entirely upon Him. Let me tell you something. It helps Him to decide that He can trust me with things. Because I can either have it or not have it. Doesn't really matter. It's what He wants. Amen. People get uptight about the blessings of God. Oh, I got to go seek God for His blessings. I got to go seek God. God, please bless me. Oh, God, this. No, God, that. I want to tell you something. You ought to take a deep breath and relax. The reason that some people aren't really following, experiencing everything that God has for them is because they haven't sought the one who's giving it enough. Come on now. I'm preaching real good tonight. That ought to get a bigger amen. I mean, what's the big deal? God said He'd supply all your needs according to His riches and glory by Christ Jesus. He said He takes pleasure in your prosperity. He said this, that He will give you life and it more abundantly. He didn't promise you a little trickle. He promised you a flood. Deuteronomy chapter 28 verse 1 says this, now it shall come to pass. I like that. Now it shall come to pass. It's like a decree. I like that. If you diligently obey the voice of the Lord, your God, to observe carefully all His commandments, which I command you today, that the Lord your God will set you high above all the nations of the earth, and all these blessings shall come upon you and overtake you, and because you obey the voice of the Lord your God. I met a lot of Christians that are going someplace in a hurry, and you ask them, what are they doing? What are you going in a hurry? And they said, I'm on my way to get a blessing. Friend, you ought not. Let me tell you something. Let me show you a better way. A better way is to worship God and to seek Him and let those things overtake you. I said, let it overtake you.
Amen.
Look at your neighbor and say, I got something coming after me. I got something coming after me. Glory to God. I got the good things of the Lord coming after me. But I don't have my eye on that. I'm not driving with my eyes in the rear view mirror watching, seeing when the things show up. I got my eyes on Jesus. Amen. I got my eyes on Jesus. Some people don't seek God until they're forced to it. They got a crisis on their hands. Let me tell you something. The first person you ought to talk to in the morning is God. Jesus. Holy Spirit. Amen. Glory to God. And so you ought to have that happening in your life. Listen, take another deep breath. God's big enough to handle His part. He can take care of it. He can do it. You don't have to hold your breath to help Him. Sometimes we'd be traveling along. We'd come to this big hill, and the kids are just little, you know. And I'd tease them, and I said, "Okay, kids, push on the seat in front of you. So help us get up the hill." I think some Christians are trying to help God get the blessings. They're just really not convinced He could do it on His own. Come on, somebody ought to laugh. You ought to laugh real good, so that way we know it's not you. Now listen to me. God makes sure that you're seeking him and him adding blessings stays in proportion. Here's how George Mueller said it. Here's how George Mueller said it. He said, we expect his blessing in proportion to our waiting upon him in prayer. He wasn't seeking the blessing. He was seeking God. I read this in his diary just today. He said on July 7th, his entry in July 7th, 1847, he said, and he was building orphanages, and he's wanting to get a new building. And so he says here, here's the entrance. Work on the building was begun today. Finally, after I sought the help of God for 607 days, he has given me the desire of my heart. We ought to be seekers of God. We ought to be not because he's hard to catch, but because we have great devotion to him. Come on now. He's not hard to find. But sometimes we're kind of hard to find. Say, where are you, Adam? And I think sometimes he's going around saying, where are you? And whatever our name is. And I want to tell you something. We ought to be easily found. I'm worshiping God. I'm worshiping God. I'm worshiping God. I'm seeking him. Oh, that doesn't mean I don't go to work. You say, well, I know you're a preacher. You can go seek God. You got time. Friend, I want to tell you something. You just follow me around. And I can tell you this right now. Listen to me. I know there's an old joke out there that preachers don't have a real job. I've had them ask me, say, when are you going to get a real job? Let me tell you something. Listen to me. Taking care of people, taking care of the Lord's work, and doing the things of God. Let me tell you something. That's a full-time job plus. Amen. And so if you got the idea that preachers don't work, let me tell you something. That tells me you've never done that work. Come on now. We ought to be, you know, if you want to seek God, you'll find time. I said, you'll find time. That means you don't do your hobby tonight because you're going to seek God. That means you're not going to read that book tonight because you're going to seek God. That means you leave the TV off because you're going to seek God. I wanted to watch the Masters this afternoon just as much as anybody else. But I turned that off and went and spent time with the Lord. Why? No kudos on, no pat on my back. I'm just telling you, I saw something more important. Seeking God. Seeking God. Stand up with me if you would, please. Stand up with me. I don't know who this is for, but the Lord said to tell it to you that if you begin to, you've been wondering, here's the questions you've been asking. Says, why is it this way? Why has it gone the way it has? Why am I in this position? Why am I where I'm at right now? God, I don't understand. And I can tell you this, the Lord said to tell you this, that if you will seek his face, you will find the answer. If you'll seek his face, you'll find your way out. If you'll seek his face, you'll make progress moving in the right direction. And the things that you're going through right now and the place you're at right now will become a distant memory. Hallelujah. So I want you to do something. I want you to worship God. I want you to magnify God. I want you to bless God right now. And just focus on him. Let me tell you something. God's got some good things. Let me tell you, one word from God is worth more than all the money anybody could give you. Amen. His presence and his peace in your life is more than what any earthly thing that you could have. Amen. Hallelujah. Worship you, Lord. Hallelujah. Some of you have been seeking God. You've been asking God why you're in the situation you're in. and you feel trapped and you feel like you got something that's holding you back. Friend, I know it because I saw it in the spirit earlier today. Earlier tonight when I was worshiping the Lord, and I saw it in the spirit. I saw straps upon, holding people back. And I want to tell you something. Listen to me. It's time to let go, and it's time to get out from those things and to break free from that and get into God. Let me tell you this tonight. If you feel like you got something holding you back, if something's been holding you back and you want to from just moving forward and making progress, and let me tell you something. If you decide right now, listen to me. It's not enough just to get free. But I want to tell you something. It's not enough to just get free from something, but you need to get free to go to something. And then question I have for you tonight is this. Listen to me. It's not just whether you want to be free, but do you really want to seek God and love God and spend time with God and just worship Him and magnify Him? If that's the kind of thing you want to enter into and you want to be free tonight and you want to make progress with Him and just enjoy that, and then whatever else flows from that comes, that's what you want. But you want to be free, and so that you can do that, then I want you to come and I'll pray for you tonight. Just come. I'll pray for you tonight to be free. Free from situations, free from bondages, free from habits, free from those things that the enemy's lies, free from those things that have been bothering you and tormenting you. I want to tell you something. Listen to me tonight. Listen to me. You need to focus in on God like never before. Let me tell you this. If you came up here tonight, it ought to be because you want more of Jesus than you do anything else. If you came up here, listen to me. If you came up here and you came up here for any other reason other than you want than wanting more of Jesus. I know you want to be free. I know you want to make progress. But more than that, I want you, if you're up here, if you're not up here to enter into a greater situation, seeking and experience and a relationship with Jesus, then I'm going to ask you politely to go back to your seat. I want you to understand why you're up here. You want Jesus. 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 Now I want to give you some instructions tonight. I don't want you praying in tongues. I want you to just quiet, to get quiet. I want you to get your mind upon Jesus. If any other thoughts try to come, I want you to push them aside. I want you to focus on Jesus. I want you to focus on how wonderful He is. I want you to focus on His love. I want you to focus on how good it is to be in the presence of Jesus. I want you to love on Him. I want you to just, that's all I want you to see. Just look at Him. And I want you to lift your hands to Him as you can. You don't have to do it all the way. You can just hold your hands out front if you want. But I want you to tell you something. Listen to me. It's Jesus all the way. In Jesus' name. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus.
Yep. Here I am to worship.
In the name of Jesus.
Here I am to bow down.
In the name of Jesus. Take that.
Here I
free.
Am to say that you're
free
my
Jesus' name.
God. You're all together. Lord.
Free.
Together. You're worthy.
All I can tell you, I don't know what he's talking about. free to seek Him, free to seek Him, free, 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 free,
oh yes,
free,
to worship You,
free,
to worship You.
Jesus, I love You. We worship You. We glorify You. We bless You. Hallelujah. Jesus, 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 Jesus. We seek You. We seek You. We seek Your face. We seek Your, we seek a conversation with You, Lord. Hallelujah. We seek Your face that we may know the wonderful secrets of heaven. We focus our eyes not on earthly things, but on heavenly things. Heavenly things. Heavenly things. Heavenly things. Heavenly things. Hallelujah. By You, Jesus' name. There is a better way to seek Him than it is to chase after the things of this world. I found this out, that in seeking Him, now listen to this, I found out in seeking Him that most all the dreams that I had as a kid growing up, they're coming to pass. Come to pass. God, He adds those things. He adds those things. He adds those things. It's not, let me tell you something, He just wants to be number one. He wants to be number one. Number one. Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Glory to God. I could move over into some other things, but I think it's good to quit right now. I could just... we'll be here for another hour if I move into some other things. But that's all right. We'll save that for another time. How many of you know God's not uptight? Amen. How many of you know He knows how to do His job? How many of you know He does His job extremely well? And I want to do extremely... How many of you are going to do extremely well in seeking Him? And worshiping Him. And showing your devotion to Him. And just letting Him know that you love Him. Amen. Glory to God. Amen. Well, we got prayer teams coming forward. And if you need prayer for something else, I feel like what I was supposed to do tonight, I've done it. And so prayer teams are here. Got ladies over here and men over here. All you guys that need prayer tonight for something, come over to these guys. And all you ladies that need prayer, come over to these ladies that need prayer tonight. And so if you're... Did we have any first-time guests, Brother Bill? We didn't, did we? All right. I want you to shake hands with somebody, bless somebody, let them know I'm seeking God, and just let them know that. Just say it boldly. I'm seeking God. One last thing. Let me tell you this. All of you that came up here, it is of the utmost importance that you go ahead and make extra effort to seek God. Here's why. You need to move away from where you were before in life. You need to, don't hang around just barely free. You know what I'm saying? That old garbage that you were in is laying there at your feet. Well, let me tell you something. Take some steps away from it. How do you do that? You worship God. You begin to seek God. You begin to call upon His name. And you begin to spend time with God and with godly people rather than in those things. Amen? Come on, move away. Hallelujah. Somebody wave at me and say, I'm moving away. I'm moving away from those things. Amen? Glory to God. Well, Wednesday night, don't miss Wednesday night. We got a good Wednesday night hour of power coming up. Don't forget to keep praying for Pastor and Mrs. Hagen. They're in North Carolina tonight. Later this week, they'll be in Kentucky. And so pray for them to have strength. Pray for them to have and health. And pray for them to have mighty anointing to minister in the name of Jesus. And we stand in agreement that plane that they have and the bus that they use, everything, not the enemy cannot touch any of that. Yet command it to work in the name of Jesus like it's supposed to. Amen. We stand in authority on that in Jesus' name. Amen. Well, shake hands, bless somebody, let them know I'm going to seek God, and you're dismissed.